Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is at the piano here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Cynthia Schwab is joining us this week from Joplin, Missouri. Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I understand that you and Bruce have actually worked together.
We actually did. He worked with the Daedalus Quartet last year, and they were on my series.
And what is your series? What is your organization?
The organization is called Pro Musica. It brings mostly chamber music into Joplin, but also a pop concert, and every other year a symphony orchestra. So it's sort of the classical presence in Joplin, Missouri.
Cynthia, do you have a musical background yourself?
I've been an avid listener always. I grew up in listening to the New York Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra. But my sister-in-law's definition of hell was standing between my brother and me in church. I am not a musician. My skill is in getting an audience to hear the talented people.
Well, it sounds like you have a great musical background as a listener.
Definitely a listener.
Okay, well, you're about to listen to Bruce Adolph play a piano puzzler for you. Now, I don't know what's coming either, Cynthia, so if you get stuck on the tune or on the composer, we can try to work on this together.
Okay, I look forward to that.
Okay, Cynthia, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. That was so sweet.
Oh, well, thanks.
Cynthia, did you recognize a tune anywhere in there?
I did not recognize the tune.
I bet this is a tune that you know. Well, at least if it's what I'm thinking it was.
You heard one.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I could bring it out even more.
All right. In the Episcopal hymnal, which, and I can think of the words to that, but is it Greensleeves?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Greensleeves, that's right.
And all I could think of was the hymn.
Greensleeves, or What Child Is This?
No, What Child Is This?
So that's the tune, dressed up very nicely, I must say.
Yes, well, I borrowed a lot of fabric from a certain composer.
It would be post-romantic, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Or is that a Debussy?
Yes, it's Debussy.
You got the composer, Claude Debussy. And Bruce, what was it that you added to make it in the style of Debussy?
Well, this is one of those puzzlers where I borrowed quite a lot of a famous piece of his called Reflet dans l'eau. And that piece begins like this. Which I kept, but I put a different melody in, which I left out some of Debussy's music there. So the tune the opening is actually from Reflections in the Water. And I noticed sometimes when I write puzzles, I play through famous piano pieces and look for one that suggests a nice environment for something. And I thought it would be fun to write a tune that was a little bit modal, like Debussy's melodies, and that was old, because he himself loved to do that.
Well, Cynthia, well done. You got the tune and you got the composer, so you got everything there is to get about the Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you.
Cynthia, what's your public radio station?
It's the wonderful station, KRPS, in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Cynthia Schwab from Joplin, Missouri, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thank you, Fred and Bruce.
Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred. Bye.
American Public Media.